Seventh pack of Tumura. Third Mishnah, Echad Kochim is Bechad Kochim Bedeg Abayis, both Kochim for Kabonis and Kochim for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. Ein Meshanim Oisem Mekdusha L'Kdusha. Once you Makdish them, you can't change it to a different Kdusha. Makdishim Oisem Hekdish Ilui. And you could say that I want to make a Hekdish on this Hekdish, which, for example, if he said this is an Oila, then he could say that his value should go to Bedeg Abayis. So the korban itself is oil, and the value goes to Bedeg Abayis. Yeah. Machrimim oisam. You could also say that you want to be machrim its value, which also is the same thing. The korban itself remains a korban, but its value would go to a kohen. V'meisu, yeah, this machrim moisim is only going to a case of kochim mitzbech. Kochim bedeg abayis, one cannot be machrim because once he gave it over to the base of mikdash, it doesn't belong to him anymore. V'meisu yikoveiru, if they die, they should be buried. You cannot redeem hektish if it died, because it hasn't, as halacha, it can't be put to give it over to the dogs to eat. Yeah. And there's another problem, that it has to have ha'amod of harocha. You have to be able to stand it up and evaluate it. Once it's dead, you can't evaluate it properly. Rabbi Shimon says it's only price to a korban that died, but if it was an animal that was had Kedushas Bedeg Abayis and it died, he says that there's no halacha by Bedeg Abayis and died, that you have to be able to stand it up and evaluate it, and therefore you can redeem it even after it died. The halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon.